The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hitting the ground running.
Welcome to Coffee and Leaves, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I am your host, Zach Nelly Furtado. Have I said that one before?
I don't know.
Why does it sound familiar?
But I'm Kelsey Dill Pickledera.
Oh, I like.
Right? Pickles are so good.
Oh, first of all, yeah.
We're starting with controversial takes on this one.
Pickles?
Yeah.
How do you feel about them? Oh my God, Zach, you want to know something that's exciting?
Yeah.
Currently right now, depending on, well, no, this comes out tomorrow. We're doing our live show tomorrow in New York City.
That's insane. February 6th.
You still have time to buy a ticket if you haven't bought one.
That was smart, actually, because
now they're doing a 2-for-1 deal where you can buy 2 tickets for the price of 1.
Yep.
Using code BOTTOMS
in all caps.
How fun.
As bottom should be.
All caps.
Yes.
But we did a run through of the live show yesterday. How
talk
fun.
Talk about chaos.
Talk about kisses.
You know, I actually don't know if we have enough kisses.
I prefer the chaos.
Same.
Chaos.
Chaos. Oh my, it is like, chaos, it's actually baby. Crazy that. You don't know that board a little bit better, but you're also on crazy hormones right now. This is housekeeping.
This is housekeeping. I am mere hours away from my egg retrieval tomorrow, but here's the thing. We did an episode on my egg retrieval for the first time and I only got 6 eggs, which was not ideal. Mm-hmm. They always say it only takes 1, but you want more.
Of course.
You want as many as you can fucking get.
It's America, baby. Give us a Cheesecake Factory size.
Thank you. And I did okay. I was like not miserable, but I wasn't comfortable. This time doing it, I'm making embryos with Mikey.
Okay.
And because I only got 6 last time, they doubled all of my meds this cycle. So all the hormones doubled, all the shots doubled. All the peptides doubled. Everything is doubled. And I am like moments away from having a fucking breakdown.
I mean, that's a lot.
I'm full. I'm full of fucking eggs. I'm horny as shit.
But you can't fuck?
But you can't have penetration.
Why?
Because they don't want you to damage your eggies.
Do you want me to use a Theragun on your cooch?
So that's the thing. You don't even want to orgasm.
Oh, because they might freak out.
Yeah, they might be like, it's a hurricane.
It's a predator.
Yeah, they hate men. They're like, get the fuck, unless you're sperm only. And like the crazy thing that I didn't know last time I did this, mm-hmm. that I learned this time around, is when you go in for your first count of eggs, right? They want to see how many follicles your body is making. That number is never guaranteed throughout the process.
Sure.
Because it's not about how many eggs you have. It's about how many eggs respond to the medication. Because you don't just take the size of the egg as it comes in your body. They blow it up as if it's an ovulating egg.
Like a peep in a microwave.
Exactly. Who knew a gay man knew so much about the vagina and fertility process?
Isn't your doctor a gay man?
No.
Really?
The CFO of the company is a gay man.
Okay. Well, would you like to apologize to the gay community then?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. To us. May you live long and prosper.
Sorry. So they blow them up.
And they have to be a certain size to be viable, to be used for retrieval and success as an embryo. So it's not like I thought when I went in before, I was losing eggs. And so there were only 6 left out of 14. But what I learned this go around is no.
All of them are still in there. They're just like dropping out of the competition.
Yes. So it's not like I don't have all the competitors in there. They're just different sized. Like some are roided out Arnold Schwarzenegger sized. And then some are like
Danny DeVito.
But here's the thing. Even if they are Danny DeVito, they are still 7 times the normal size. So like basically when you have an egg, it's like a millimeter. But they want you to get up to 17 millimeters.
That's
got to
be an inch. That's got to be an inch.
Don't Google it.
I have no fucking idea. But like, there's 7 times.
There's definitely 17 millimeters in an inch. I've heard that before.
Have you?
Yeah. 17.
I'm tempted to say, Alexa, how many millimeters are in an inch? She doesn't know. She literally turned on and then turned off when I asked.
She's like, listen to the gay guy.
Yeah. So. I had 15 to start.
Okay.
And then I went in again and he was like, you only have 8.
Okay.
And so I thought I lost them, but no, the 15 are still there. 8 got past 10 millimeters.
Okay.
And then now only 6 have gotten past 15 millimeters.
Hey doc, why don't you go in and assassinate the ones you're not going to take?
Let them get tiny again. They're going to suck them all out tomorrow.
Oh, still?
Yeah. Even if.
Is that where boba comes from?
Yes.
Could you imagine if you had like a cup full of boba in your belly right now?
Honestly,
I think that's what you'd have.
I'd prefer it. Strawberry matcha boba in there.
Ooh,
yeah. Give it to me, baby.
That turns into a baby.
I'd like that. But I'm, long story short, I'm over it.
Sure.
And basically after tomorrow, and you know, it's a surgery. You're going under anesthesia. You have to, they're puncturing your wall. So they go through your cervix up into your uterus. They puncture this uterus and go into your fallopian tubes. So like, it's not
with what? A little sledgehammer?
A giant needle.
That goes from outside your body to inside your body?
No, it goes in your vagina through walls.
But like, are they handling the other side of the needle? Yes. Outside of your body?
Yes.
That's wrong.
And then they fucking like a leaf blower just and they take them all out. And then they send the good ones through the tube into the lab.
What do they do with the bad ones?
Kill them.
No!
They fucking flush them.
Wow.
No, I hope they'd send them off to like a developing nation, you know? Give them to someone who could use them. I don't know. Don't just kill them.
I think you should bronze them and make like a little necklace.
A pearl? Of your eggs. A bronze pearl necklace?
Yeah.
If anyone knows how to do that, hit us up.
Did you know that when you get your dog neutered, you can get the balls bronzed and have like a little ball sack?
The way you just tried to say the word balls.
I didn't even notice. I'm delirious.
Yeah, what's up with you?
Oh, nothing. Your Honor, she's leading the witness. I'm great. I'm recovering from, we haven't talked since the gay cruise.
No.
I went on the gay cruise. That was the big thing. Totally great time. 5,100 gay men. Biggest gay cruise that's ever happened in the history of the world.
Oh.
Minus maybe the ships that came to Plymouth Rock. I assume that was a big gay rager.
Yeah. No, it was. When I think of Pride, I think of the Pilgrims. Definitely.
But it was great. Yeah. 5,100 guys. Made some friends. Hung out with some pre-existing friends. On the flight home. Started feeling wonky. What?
Sorry, not to like put your general health at the bottom of my concern, but hey. Any tea? Did you get any dick?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So he sparks.
Well, it's so funny because I've now been recovering from being sick for like 5 days, and I'm like, it's tainted my memories of the cruise.
Dang.
So I'm kind of like, let's just never talk about that again. But I had 5 sexual experiences.
Oh my! How many days was it? 7?
8. Okay. Sunday to Sunday.
Every other day.
5 sexual experiences with 3 different people.
Oh.
So I had 2 repeat customers.
What did we get into?
So we got lots of blowjobs.
You got them?
Uh-huh.
That's, I feel like you're usually the giver.
So this is so interesting.
Is it?
Historically,
yes.
Or maybe infamously, these cruises have a lot of bottoms. So like tops are in high demand.
Okay.
So I do like oral sex both directions. And guys were just starving for cum. Like there were like Sarah McLachlan commercials playing at night. Like Trevor hasn't had cum since Tuesday.
I'm so horny that I'm getting turned on by you talking about gay men getting their dick sucked. That's how fucked up these meds are. That's never happened before.
They do not discriminate.
No.
Honey. So
I was like, cum, jizz, big men, sucking cock. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me more. Yeah.
So, I got head from like three of the guys.
Wow.
Yeah. And then one of them.
Can I admit something really fast?
Yeah.
I've never thought about you getting head.
Most people don't think of me as having a penis, I don't think. Well, I also don't talk about it on stage. Like, getting my dick sucked.
You've never striked me as a guy who's like, getting
my
head,
dick.
Getting my dick sucked. Like, I've never in my... when you just said that, the image flashed across my mind and it was,
Kelsey,
it was like a wrong outtake. It was like a blooper.
Kelsey,
like,
I'll
you were like, what if we switched for to like throw the director off? Like, let's play a prank on everybody.
And it didn't, like, wouldn't it be funny if I topped you?
Yeah.
And like, yeah, it'd be funny.
It
not
didn't
sexy.
Sit well.
So I will get as far into it as guys love to like need your cum or be like, can I have your cum? Like doe eyes, like, please, like, cum, like, I want your cum. And I'll like totally like get into, I'll lower my voice.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
This is, I feel fucked up right now. I feel high.
That's your eggs.
Do the voice.
I'll be like, no, I can't.
Do it! You did not just get shy.
I did because it's so real.
This has all been fake before?
You have to start with something like, you like that dick?
Whoa.
And it's like, oh, are you going to swallow all the cum?
Whoa.
Are you going to be a good boy and swallow all the cum?
It does sound like you're putting on a voice.
Not to people who don't know me.
Fair enough. Fair. That sounded
and
like a...
Like, uh-huh.
And you're like, all right, I'm going to fucking cum in this guy's mouth.
Well, I'm like, yeah, you want it? You want it like... show me how much you want it. And they get like more like into it.
Wow.
And then I think actually I have a lot of verbal, I think I'm more verbally oriented than I am aware.
Oh, so you're a talker.
I think so.
People are like, shut up.
It can really
go either way.
Put me over the edge, I think.
Do you prefer, I think we've talked about this before, but you prefer someone who's more vocal. I love a vocal guy and girl. Honestly.
Again, if it's like, if it's appropriate, if it's like, if I believe it, so I don't like when people are vocal and I don't believe it, which has happened before.
Mm.
I'm like, you are reciting lines. Like you didn't do a character study before you walked into this room.
You didn't know what your motivation was.
Exactly.
You don't know your character's background.
Like you went to undergrad theater school at like a state school.
You tried musical theater.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this was not that, I hope, for you all these
no,
years?
I keep it simple.
Yeah.
And I'm a great actor. So I'm great. And like, honestly, Kelsey.
Totally humble too.
The guys want the cum so genuinely. I don't think they're acting.
Do you think, does it feel sort of like a blood bank? Like you're doing them a favor? You're donating your
sometimes your that goes through
alleles?
My head.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a dom sub thing. Mm. Like I'll think to myself, like, he wants this so bad. Like I'm doing him like the
charity
biggest
work.
Favor right now.
Wow. Yeah, I still don't see it. Even though you've explained it to me thoroughly, I can't imagine it.
One of them had me take a video of it happening.
Ah!
And then he asked for it. I was like, absolutely not. I'm
Wait.
Famous.
Yeah. Please tell me you said that.
No, I said
in that tone.
I said I have a front-facing job.
Wow. Front-facing camera. Am I right?
You gave me a front-facing job.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have the video.
Yeah.
I know you'd never show me, but I'm a little, I'd be lying if I didn't say
there's
I was curious.
A world in which I'd show you. I don't really care, but like it might change our relationship.
I don't think it would. Do you know how many dicks I've seen of
yeah,
my friends?
Totally.
All
and
of them.
Honestly, there's some mood to it because I was in an inner room, so it was very dark.
You weren't in a room.
I was in an inner room. So not a balcony
to an
view.
Outer, oh, so you were in a poor room.
Yeah. I mean, a cheaper room because this cruise sells out. So all the entertainers are in inner rooms. Like we have our own rooms, but they don't have
balconies. Oh, I saw Titanic. I know.
Shut up, bitch. You don't get to see the dick sucking video.
No, daddy, come on. Let me see it.
But I would, if you turn off the light in an inner room, it's Bye. Pitch black.
It might as well be a horror movie.
The first day I slept till noon, and I don't sleep. I wake up at 6:30 in the morning, noon. Is like there... first time I looked at my phone, it was like 12:04.
And it shocks you. You're like, oh.
Yeah, I feel literally dirty.
Like a piece of shit.
Dirtier than what I did the night before. But I'll use the TV as the light
when
they come over. So it's just kind of this like blue glow.
Oh, it's giving dorm room. It's giving like...
Yeah, Euphoria dorm room.
Yeah. Has there ever been a horror on a cruise?
So I'm writing the sequel to my movie on a cruise.
Wait, of Meat Market?
Uh-huh. Meat Market 2, cruising.
Yes, bitch.
I have so many fun deaths.
Can
planned.
You put me in as a cruise director,
yes,
girl?
Yes, 100%.
That's like, I just want to be liked by all the gay men. What's
yes.
happening here? And then it turns
You'll
out
die.
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, or you could
I'm
be
a
bad.
Killer. I'm actually a homophobe.
I love that.
But then it has nothing to do with the actual plot of the movie. I just like hate gay people.
I have a killer going on over here and you're just like a cunt over
yes,
here.
Yes, like I'm secretly in from like the deep state, right? Like very...
So what I will say is like so far, did you read the script? Are we getting too way off topic?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
Did I read Meat Market?
Yeah.
You never sent it to me. You keep saying you're going to send
like
it to
I
me.
Did.
I can show you right now. You never sent it to me.
Okay.
If it's in there, I would never tell you, but...
I know, exactly. Nope, it's not here.
Can't see it.
Anyway, I don't want to give it away, but I think the killer from the first is going to have like a fan base online because they like support them in their mission.
Oh.
So I think it's going to be like super fans maybe.
I like that.
That are trying to finish the job. That the killer is a guy in a Ken doll mask. So Ken.
Nope, never got it. And that's for real. I got Welcome Back, Zach.
Oh, not good.
I got The Mortician's Son.
Oh,
I got Levity Address, and that's it. That's all I've ever gotten for you in
wow.
attachments.
Wow, yeah. That's wild.
That was Inside Baseball. But if you are a screenwriter or budgeting entertainment person, that was
fun for you.
Yeah, that was hot tips.
So
then you got sick,
and then yes, Sunday on the flight home, I was like, you know when you just feel weird.
Don't I?
And then you okay, you know when you don't feel weird?
Couldn't be me.
But you're like, I'm on a plane. I sometimes get headaches on planes. Like I'm fatigued from a week of sun and like all this like activity, staying up really late. I'm in a different time zone. I'm just like, is it that?
Maybe I'm just feeling the effects,
right?
But you know when it's the
well,
sick.
By Monday afternoon, I was like, fuck, I'm sick.
Can I tell you a secret talent of mine?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever told you this. I have a nose of a fucking hound dog. Like, I'm very sensitive to smells. Like, if someone has bad BO or bad breath.
Do you ever think of me as smelling bad?
Never once.
Really?
I'd tell you.
Okay.
I have no problem being like, your breath stinks.
I look forward to the day.
I can smell when someone is getting sick. I can literally smell it on them.
In what?
And I'll be like, you're
way.
Getting sick. And they'll be like, I feel fine. Guess what? Next day, they texted me. Oh my God, I'm sick now.
You probably ran over, snuck into their house and like injected them with like avian flu.
First of all, what is that?
I think it was, isn't that bird flu?
Just say that then.
Don't Google it.
Second time Zach has ever touched this soundboard.
And I hit the right button. Yeah. Isn't that fucking crazy?
Need to put fucking labels on this, which is insane. Because it also, I don't know if you know it, it says what button it is right here. But
Kelsey,
my brain can't compute.
What I will say, and you guys I don't think can see this ever, there's like four citrus buttons.
Which,
and it's like yellow, orange, darker orange, red.
But those two are too similar for me.
Way too similar.
And same with...
Oh my God, the greens.
It's not my fault.
No,
there's other
it's
colors.
Still your fault.
And
but,
these are all purple.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you feel a little less mad about it?
No.
Okay, cool. But today we're actually doing a fun episode. We're doing something fun because guess what? Mom and Dad are traveling right now. We're going to do live shows in Philly, New York right now. So we're just going to give you guys a fun episode for your week. We're going to be doing a whole episode on dating no filter. Your questions, our answers right after this. The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And if you don't do that at the live show, are you even a fan?
Yeah. You know what? You can come to, if you bought a ticket, you're a fan to me. Don't feel compelled to do anything else but then buy a ticket.
There you go. Come see us. I'm nervy, but it's fine.
It's fine. You know what? It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to move on with our lives.
Uh-huh. And never do it again.
Kelsey has put together such a good show, like such a fun, chaotic show.
Yeah.
And like when we were running it yesterday, I was like, this is so much fun. This is going to be a breeze to do with Kelsey.
Yeah.
The fact that we're doing it together is like calming in and of itself.
Yes.
So it's just like, we're going to do it.
And it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time. You know, even if we don't sell the place out, it's just going to be. Because also the listeners of this podcast are like sweeties to the end.
Yes. So they're going to laugh. It'll be fun for them.
Yeah.
I genuinely think if you haven't bought a ticket yet, you should come.
Please
spend the money, bring a pal, make it an early Galentine's Day gift to yourself.
And it's all like, it's half off right now.
It's so half off. It makes code sense. Bottoms, all caps.
What else was I going to say? Dating. Like, what's your dating status right now? What? That's called a segue, Kelsey.
Okay. I do be acting monogamous right now, even though I still be, I'm horny as hell right now, dude.
Right. In this moment.
In this moment. And I can't have sex. So I be on the apps just being a little thotty, nasty hoe.
Good for you.
Like swiping on people that I might not normally swipe on. Cause I'm just like, fucking, yeah, just anybody right now will do it for me.
And like, you want to like have a sexting with the person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also just want to be liked right now. I feel very emotional and sensitive. I need someone to think I'm like a stunner.
Okay.
I'm like, I reactivated my OnlyFans just to talk to men that are obsessed with me.
When that was happening? Were you on hormones then?
No, but I did reactivate my OnlyFans just in case anyone wants to.
Thousands of dollars in like an hour.
Yeah, but don't. Taxes, you know? No,
oh, sure.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, but let's let the universe know.
Fucking
what?
What's your dating status? What? Get the heat
That's
off me.
None of your business. No, I'm single as ever, still dating the married couple.
But we haven't boned yet.
Haven't boned yet, but like truly, like they were working and then I went out of town on the cruise. I've been sick the past week. So I'm just like,
yeah,
I'm waiting for it to all make sense again.
Does it feel like a throuple? Like, does it feel poly? Does it feel like?
It feels very comfortable.
Okay. Are you texting them all in a group chat?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have anything separated from.
We each text on our own too.
Oh.
But like, it's not that deep.
Oh.
It's just like, hey, how's your day? Good. How was your meeting or whatever?
Do you think it feels wild to them?
No, because they dated a guy for a year.
That's right.
So they're very, and this is the thing, I feel comfortable with them because they are like very much in love.
Yeah.
Very much like two peas in a pod.
That's ideal.
Yeah. And they're just like really calm, grounded.
Yeah.
Like they were at my party, but I don't know if you talked to them.
I didn't even meet them.
Yeah. Because they're like very like, they're, I guess they're very like chill in that way.
I did say this to my friend who I brought to your live show the other night when we were driving home. Cause she was like, oh, how do you like know Zach? Da, da, da. I was like, he's one of my bestest friends and we have the same like energy, but like Zach puts on like two parties a year. And that's when I meet his other friends and I like get to the party and I look around and I'm like, who the fuck are these people? Who the fuck are these? I've never heard of them. I don't know them. Like, you're good at mixing your friend groups, but like, I'm never like stirred into the pot.
That's, I mean,
well I'm not coming, just to be clear.
This is the thing. You're also busy.
No, like I'm a homebody.
Yeah, that's true.
My social battery gets drained
so
very
maybe,
quickly.
You know what?
What? Don't point at me.
Yeah, fuck
don't
you.
Point at me. We talked about this. Don't take that you. Finger away.
I probably do try to bring you around these friends and you say, yeah, and then you cancel
the day of. I'm just glad you know that about me.
I can't believe I just took that from you.
Okay.
Where you're like, I see all these people and I never know them.
First of all, I didn't mean I never know them because I want to be invited. I meant I never know them because I don't know. I literally don't hear about them. Like, I'll be like, who's that? And you're like, Ryan. I'm like, who the fuck is Ryan? I've never heard a single story about Ryan. You'd be lying to me for all I know.
I ain't lying about Ryan, honey.
Anyway, you have friends. Brag about it. Move on.
You have friends too.
Yeah.
Friends in high places.
Mm. If you mean they're on drugs, yeah.
Oh, but dating is good for me. I love dating. I think I'm supposed to actually tomorrow morning get coffee and watch an episode of Survivor with a guy from Tinder.
Okay. I love this.
Do you?
Yeah. Also, Tinder just slid into my DMs and invited me to a tattooing party of theirs. So unique, right?
That's weird.
I would. I'm the kind of dumb bitch that would do something like take a date to that.
Yeah.
And get matching tattoos.
Do it.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. So you're going.
Oh, I think this is the plan as of like an hour ago. Yes. He lives in Highland Park. I offered to drive to him.
Uh-huh.
And he's a Survivor fanatic.
Okay.
And part of his Tinder thing was like, bonus points if you've been to Burning Man or you like Survivor.
Oh.
And I was like, I've been to Burning Man twice. But, you know, I haven't been back in like 10 years. And he's like, oh, I've been 8 times. I think I'm going to keep going every year. I love it so much. And I was like, but, and I'm also Survivor curious because I've had friends who rewatch Survivor.
Oh, my sister loves it. Shout out Megan.
People, I mean, it is a
cult following.
Yes. So I was like, maybe you could guide me through like a good place to start. And
he's
like, yeah.
Cute.
Let's watch an episode.
Do you think watching Survivor on a Sunday morning is the energy?
It is a energy.
Got it.
No, I mean, first of all, I love a daytime date.
Yeah.
I love a date with like a 40-minute like check-in time
where
it's like, oh, do we want to watch another episode? Oh, no, like actually, like I have to get the rest of my day going. You know? And I like going to him because I can leave whenever I want.
I do like the idea of watching a show together as a first date because that also says a lot about a person. Like, how do they talk a lot? Do they feel like the need to explain everything to you? Are they fun? Do they have funny commentary? Are they completely quiet where it's weird? Like,
sure.
It's going to be, I feel
like
they
yell at me for asking a question and then I'm fully hard.
Your standards are so low. Yeah, that's a fun date.
Yeah. So that's my dating update.
Mm.
So do you want to take some dating dilemmas?
I want dating, no filter, listener questions.
So we'll do the written out ones first and we'll end with the two voice ones.
Okay.
Okay. So what boundaries do you each have about supporting your ex through or after a breakup? In my case, I try to remain open and supportive of her, but it can be overwhelming to hear, especially around any hopes of us still working out.
Dog, when I tell you, I literally, because everyone knows I'm writing my next book about breakups, and I did this chapter yesterday.
Really? Just read us the whole chapter.
Honestly, I kind of could just give you a little tidbit.
Do it. Do a reading.
Okay. You have to say something for a minute while I look it up.
And tonight's author is a newcomer to knowing how to read and write. But in just the short time, she's mastered a vocabulary that most eighth graders would be jealous of.
Barely.
Her pussy is full of eggs the size of boba.
Danny DeVito.
And half of them will be executed tomorrow morning.
Ooh. Okay, I have the book open. I'm just trying to find the chapter.
Please start clapping now.
Okay,
softly for Cassidera.
Wait, fuck, I lost it. Okay. I'll just read you like the top line points. You're thinking about being, and this is in quotes, friends after the breakup. Oh boy, are we about to start some hot debates with this one. And look, I feel specifically qualified to talk about this one because I am friends or friendly with 99% of my exes. And even though that is true, I do not think being friends with an ex directly after a breakup is a good idea. I know this can be tricky, but likely the person you have just ended the romantic relationship with was also probably your best friend. You might think that if you just remove the sex, the romance, and all the relationshipy things about that relationship, that voila, you'll have friendship. That is not what friendship is.
Mm.
Friendship is something you can share with an acquaintance or platonic soulmate. It's a bond of social, societal, and personal values. A true friendship provides a feeling of security, trust, and positive feelings. And yeah, sure, that all sounds nice and cheery, right? Something you might want to have with your ex. But right now, your true wants and needs are being clouded with grief. You're in a period of withdrawal and you cannot see past the current hurt. And yet many of us will trick ourselves into believing we can be friends right after a breakup because of a few reasons. We think we can be friends with our ex when we still want to remain emotionally connected to them. We believe it's the civil or polite thing to do. We believe staying friends will ease the blow of breaking up. We will subconsciously still want the security of having them in our lives. We sense a feeling of ownership over them because of the past relationship. And if you can't have them in a romantic way, you still want to own part of them in a friendship way. Some of these can even be subconscious thoughts. But above all of these statements above, they simply prevent us from having the space and time we need to truly close and heal. We need to have true closure and heal. And that's when things can get blurry. Ooh. Those lines, they get crossed. Boundaries become impossible to keep. When we stay friends with our exes immediately after the breakup, we can more easily fall into a pattern of on again and off again relationships because we've crossed the line of friendship with this person before. And we know them in a way that friends simply don't know each other. We know their traumas. We know the way they like to be touched when they're upset. We can probably draw from memory what their butt looks like laying in our beds on a Sunday morning. These are not things you know about a friend. The strength it takes to go backwards in intimacy with a person is not the thing we are wasting our energy on right now. Additionally, we are often trying to stay friends with an ex after a breakup out of selfish reasons. Mm. I know personally, I once told a guy I was dating from work that when we both decided it was best if we broke up, that I would only break up with him if he promised to stay friends with me. Controlling and psychotic much, Kelsey? Why did I make this absurd request? Well, selfishly, I didn't want the days at work to feel awkward. I didn't want to have to tell coworkers we had broken up and thought staying friends was an easy excuse to tell people once the word had gotten out. I still wanted to hear about his successes and failures and be someone he'd come to when he needed help. I still wanted to have him at my disposal for feeling feel-good feels when I wanted them. I wasn't ready to have him completely out of my life yet. And none of this is fair to them. He didn't deserve to have his feelings questioned every time I text him as a friend asking how he was. He didn't owe me any of his time at work when I needed his help with one of my projects just because I knew he couldn't say no. He didn't have to tell me anything about when one of his videos was going viral or celebrate when he finished a script I'd known he'd been working on for months. None of this information or time was mine, and we decided to end the relationship. And that is just a hard pill to swallow. And I guess I'll stop there. I think it's like... Oh, wow. Thanks. Thank you. Early reading.
How well researched.
It's just live trauma, baby. But like, I think the problem with what this person is saying is like their understanding of that they don't feel comfortable being friends with the ex, and the ex is asking a lot of them.
Yeah, the ex seems like they're kind of a drain on this person's emotions.
And the hardest part about a breakup is that black and white switch from they used to be your everything.
And now.
And now.
One person's done.
Literally, unless you have children together or like assets legally to be split, they don't owe you anything.
Oof.
And that is a dirty, hard, disgusting truth that I even like struggle with. But they could literally cut off all contact and they are technically okay to do so.
See, this is what's so interesting to me too, because I agree with that. I know we live in a tit for tat society where it's like you unknowingly go like, oh, I do this thing for this person, but they do this thing for me. Like, and we're constantly evaluating what the tit for tat is. And I think people really do have a ledger with people like, I did this for you and I did. But yeah, no one made you do those things.
No.
Like you did those of your own free will.
Yeah.
Like, so my grandma always said, like, a gift is not a gift if there are strings attached.
Ooh, ain't that the truth?
And that a gift can be in the form of supporting you while you were in school. That's a gift, you know?
Your energy, your time is a gift.
You're gifting it to them because you love them and you hope that it's going to end well.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, nothing's guaranteed.
And I think we think we're bad people if we don't help our ex when they reach out,
Of course, especially it's the person you broke up with.
Yeah.
You're like, well, I don't want to leave them in a lurch. But I would say with this person, one of two things, either set up a boundary where you go, I have no intention of us getting back together. I know that hurts. That hurts for me to say, but I do care for you and I want to be there for you. But I can't talk about that.
It's like you're looking for help and comfort in the thing that caused the hurt.
Yeah.
And that's also on your ex to realize that like you are not that person. They have friends, they have a support system, they have their family, they have a therapist. Like that's the hard thing is like, it sounds like your ex needs to cut the idea of some sort of like owed ownership of relationship to each other.
There's something I've been doing for years that therapists of mine have called not good, but
go on. I'm listening.
But I like, I pretend that guys die after the end of our date.
Wait, that's not healthy.
I know. I think it's cute. And then if they like, if I hear from them, great. It's the best day ever. Oh, they didn't
Jesus
die.
Jesus Christ, they rose again.
Yeah. Zombie date number two. But I like to save myself worrying and thinking and ruminating. I just go, bye. That was so much fun. Door closed. They're dead.
Okay. When you put it that way, what They're about dead. It? You're never going to be the one to text out?
No,
first?
I will. But like, if I don't hear back, I'm like, oh yeah. Cause they died. Yeah.
You know what? This makes a lot of sense.
I'm avoidant.
Yeah. You haven't had a long-term relationship recently or again, since your last one.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
I think a year.
And would you be friends with that person again?
A year and a half. We were friendly as it was happening. My whole thing is I lose sexual interest in people very quickly. So I actually took it as a great sign on the cruise that two of my people were repeat offenders. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Instead of like, I've had your mouth. Take it back down to steerage, German boy.
German boy?
He was German.
It was giving... classism, but I kind of dug it.
You classist me earlier.
I did.
Oh yeah, when you made fun of my inner room.
I'm going off
on deck 12. Cunt. 12. Can you even count that high?
Titanic rules. I kind of like this idea though of talking about being friends with an ex. Like I weirdly feel like this could be the title of the episode.
Oh yeah. Do you want to just talk about it?
Yeah.
I have never had a problem because
you're perfect.
Yes, because I'm perfect, because I'm self-sufficient, because I feel less myself when I'm in a relationship.
That too.
It's so funny because I think some people feel complete and I feel distracted.
Whoa.
I feel burdened. I feel worrisome.
Oh my God, you really are just an independent chick.
Yeah, I just like, I can't stomach the idea of even thinking for a second, oh, I wonder how this will affect Gary. Like, I just don't like thinking about it.
First of all,
Gary, I know.
Gary does sound awful.
Gary's actually really cute. We've gone on a couple of hiking dates.
There's nothing worse than a hot guy with a shitty name.
Oh, dude. Truly, I'm so sorry, but Gary is one of the worst names.
Hey, I always tell this story.
Glenn's bad. Glenn Powell could get it, but Glenn is
Coco
bad.
Made a name for himself.
Glenn Coco.
But my first kiss and the hottest guy in our high school, who was also the star running back of the football team's name, Ronald.
Oh, no.
Like, I'm
Did he go
so
by Ronnie?
Sorry. Nope.
Ronald?
He went by Ronald.
He must have been real hot.
He was so fucking hot.
Being hot is crazy. There's this fully white guy at the gym who like raps to his head, whatever's on his headphones. And we all just let him do it because he's so hot.
Damn.
I'll catch eyes with some people sometimes, but like no one.
Hot privilege.
I'm like, you dumb piece of shit. Can I please see your penis?
Please say that to him and report back to us what happened.
Oh yeah, but friends with an ex for me. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that we start sexually and then like slowly I lose interest in the sex and I tell them that. I often tell them guys,
boys.
I tell them guys. I tell guys up front that like this is kind of a red flag of mine. And they go, okay, like I understand that. Like I'm still interested in getting to know you. And I'm like, okay, sign here.
Dead.
But so the sex leaves and then it's just intimate cuddling, kissing, sleepovers, movie nights, date nights, which are satisfying.
Uh-huh.
But like the sex thing is kind of hovering over us until like one of us just gets like tired of it and then ends it.
I like the idea though too. I've started doing this with people I'm seeing is telling them my red flags up front. Like I'm like, I know I'm very self-aware of what's wrong with me. And here's what you could watch out for. Here's also what you could.
Here's the affidavit.
Help
you give
me
them
with.
Your books.
Yeah.
Oh, read them.
If you don't think I give every one night stand a copy of my book.
You're kidding.
Absolutely not. You want to see me again? Go to chapter 15. Tell me you want to see me again.
What's in chapter 15?
My unaliving story.
They have to get through a challenge.
Yeah. See, are you sure? Are you sure?
Are you dead sure?
I almost was. being friends with an ex, I had a very big realization because like I said, the only person I wasn't friends with before Sir was someone that I had to get a restraining order against. We did that episode a long time ago, many, many moons ago before you were a co-host. So Sir being the first person that I wasn't friends with after the breakup, I was more shocked with just like, why wouldn't someone be friends with me after the breakup? But then I had a fat fucking realization that I implore people thinking about being friends with an ex to think about. Do you fucking want to be friends with them?
Oh,
is this a person, if you're not having a life with, that you're sharing intimate, sexual, spiritual connection with, would you even fucking be friends with them?
That's crazy. It should be a yes, shouldn't it?
It should be a fucking yes. But my guy, when I tell you, all of my group chats, all of my friends,
really,
I have so
God.
Many people in our lives where we're like, what the fuck were we doing? And when I tell you, I thought about Sir as a friend and my butthole quivered. I got sick thinking about it. I was like, what was I doing?
Yeah, this is the thing with Sir. He was fine.
He was okay.
And he was hot.
Annoying.
But he just like, we've said this a million times. We wanted to break up with our dudes at the same day. You dated yours for a year.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll say.
As he puts his arms back, reaches wide across his kingdom, opens his fucking legs. Like, and that's why I'm a better guy than you. Nice.
Open legs, baby. Open heart, open mind, open legs.
I think the other part about being friends with your ex is that, yes, you might have been best friends with them when you were dating, or you can remember the good times, but there's likely a reason you guys broke up, and it's because you are no longer dating the person you started dating.
Sure.
And so I think people that are like, but we have to stay friends, I'm kind of like, are they even the same person anymore?
Do you? Like, it's all these like preconceived notions.
Like,
that,
you know what their dick looks like. Do you really want to be out at lunch? Like, I can remember your cock.
I think about this too with like when I'm like not interested in a guy after like three dates and I'm like about to text them and I'm like, I don't even want to say, but I'd love to hang out as friends. Cause like, I don't.
Do they ever accept that?
I don't often say that. I'll just like blame it on me or my schedule or my bandwidth. Mm-hmm. Like I'm the, you know, I got to prioritize my mental health. Like I feel I'm feeling very stressed about certain things in my life. It's not fair to you.
Mm, I like the always taking the self-blame, because how rarely does the person doing the actual shitty thing or wrong thing change if you tell them straight to their face?
Oh, right.
It's not your job.
No.
That's the thing with like breakup books that I've learned and noticed writing this one, is that a lot of them are there to kind of share and tell you what was wrong in the relationship. And I think that that inherently gives people a feeling of like, ah, now I know what was wrong. I should tell them. I should hit them up and be like, bro, you're an avoidant. You should fucking do something about that. Yeah. And it's like, no, that was supposed to be handled during or yeah. like growing together through that.
Once you are broken up,
bye.
They're dead.
They're dead, as someone who literally texted Jared probably an hour and a half ago to check in on something with
y'all. Are separated by like states and stuff.
Yeah. And I truly, truly stand by that time can also be a benefit to being friends with someone.
For sure.
Like we are completely different people now than when we were starting dating. So it was almost like we got to start a new relationship as friends. Like
incredible.
We got to make new boundaries. We got to make new ways of texting. We got to make... It was actually kind of fun to discover what we were like as just friends.
And like now he's woo-woo.
Yeah. Oh, and he's coming to DJ a wedding of a mutual friend that I'm going to their wedding.
That's so cute.
And all of my friends are like, oh my God, is that weird for you? Is that crazy? I was like,
no,
I'm excited to see my friend.
Yeah.
Like I'm always going to be. So I say all of that to not be friends with your ex, to say at least let it breathe. It's like a fine wine. You let it.
You butt chug it.
Fucking, I was about to say, sommeliers are rolling in their grave right now, but how many sommeliers got left to this podcast?
You got to let it breathe.
Yeah, you got to let it breathe. It's possible. It's not easy. And I think it benefits you if you both think of each other in completely different lights.
For sure. I always think about, too, like, if the relationship, like we're together, we're going to make this work, blah, 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 was applied to friendships. Like,
ooh.
It's like whoever you were friends with in kindergarten, you better make it work. It's like, no, you're like, you're growing, you're learning. And even though it's like, yes, at some point you're an adult, you're still growing and learning. So like the concept of like having to stay rigid and with someone and like even friends with them.
No,
it's just not, you know,
it's not a rule. No one wrote it anywhere.
I know, but people seem to love to recite it.
But that's why we're here, dispelling the myth.
We are.
I mean, listen, that was an accidental episode that turned from one question into...
Yeah, sorry, that was not a dating no... Well, it was a dating no
filter
episode.
It was one dating no filter question.
But it was great.
Yeah.
And we had some solid banter in the beginning.
Good commentary.
Do you remember that? Do you want this calm?
I am trying to forget it, but I still want to see that video. I want to see that video. Hey, come to our show tomorrow in New York City at City Winery. You can get tickets at confidentlyinsecure.com. Use code BOTTOMS, all caps, for a 2-for-1. And then if you're not in NYC, Philly, we're still holding out hope for you. Come on, Philly. Come through.
Philly, don't make us bark at the door to this winery.
We set the city on fire. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.